This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Also, some other breaking news. There were rumors that the Nets wanted Devin Booker in a trade if they were to send Kevin Durant out there. Well, according to Sham Sharania, Devin Booker has signed a four-year, $214 million Supermax extension with the Phoenix Suns. Oh, and by the way, also going to be the cover athlete for NBA 2K23. So if you're signing to an extension like that, there's a pretty good chance he's probably staying in Phoenix. That's the Suns' way of saying, here's two middle fingers so that we ain't giving you Devin Booker.
Yeah.
I know, like, it's not a guarantee, but there is a
– makes him more appealing as an asset because he's under contract for longer, I guess. But, like, it's just oh, we got a lot of good stuff coming in. Yeah, so the Booker thing, we kind of like rate all of these.
They gave Isaiah Hartman 16.
We'll get to it. We'll get one at a time. One at a time. Let's not blow all the stories. Okay. Tyler, do we have details on the thing above Booker that you sent me? The Kings one? Do we have details on that? Like the actual.
Look at the exact contract stuff in a second. There's so much going on right now.
I understand, and I appreciate you, Tyler, doing a great job aggregating all this stuff for us, but we'll do one at a time. So Booker. Oh man, that one's really interesting. Okay, so Booker, that's just like super exactly what you would expect. Eligible for the Supermax, gets it. We'll see if he stays in Phoenix. Nets are asking for him. Seems like he's staying in Phoenix. Which one do you want to do next?
We see above that, looks like Malik Monk is going to the Kings. Have fun there. Sacramento's a dumpster fire, but I'm sure they pay him.
So there it is. So it's there it is. Two-year 20 for Malik Monk. So, okay, like, you want to give Malik Monk $10 million a year? Maybe that's not the greatest idea in the world, but he has a little bit of upside. I don't know. That's like a pretty tough one. So 2 years, 20 for Malik Monk. Yeah.
I actually like Malik Monk, but you know, $10 million. He's a guy. He can shoot. It's 2 years. Bradley Beal takes a five-year, $251 million deal in Washington. Duh. He's been chasing the bag from the beginning and says that he wants to win.
Most obvious thing that was ever going to happen. Most obvious thing.
I mean, the Wizards were heavy favorites to re-sign him. I kept trying to tell people, don't waste your time. He's not going anywhere else. He's going to sign in Washington, and he signed in Washington. Don't tell us that it's all about winning when you then re-sign with the Wizards for way more money than you get
else. So that's they just like, I 30 seconds. I did a lot on the Beal thing yesterday where it's just like, congratulations, you can't win. Like you, the second he signs the contract that you offered him, congratulations, you now can't win. Like, imagine the nihilism involved to, like, offer the, like, well, we can't win. Let's do it. Like, it's, like, unbelievable. You can't win, Rock. Like, it just, now you can't win. And I'm not saying the Wizards were going to win the title.
The Wizards.
Now you can't win.
No.
Congratulations on
the
not
Wizards.
Winning. Just this what is a
Wizards.
Stupid, like, what an unbelievably stupid contract. Like, congrats, like, the second he signs it, you can't win. But imagine off
the Wizards.
It's so stupid.
Look, here's why. And I can tell you because I've covered the team. The Wizards are seen as by their owner and ownership group. They are a revenue stream. They care about hockey more because they also own the Capitals. The Capitals are a passion for the owner, and the Wizards are a revenue stream. So the goal is having Bradley Beal, the star that wants to be there, pay him what he wants because you can't get free agents. They don't want to sign there, at least stars. Keep yourself in NBA purgatory. Just have a chance to sniff the playoffs late in the year. And if you get to the playoffs, now you got the play-in games, remember. You're getting those extra games. You're getting that extra gate revenue, especially in the playoffs. You're getting two games. That's it. A few million bucks, that's all they care about. That's what matters for that organization. Now, Tommy Shepard, the general manager, is a smart guy and has to come in and clean up a dumpster fire that Ernie Grunfeld left behind. I like Tommy Shepard, but he's got one hand tied behind his back, because if he really wanted to build this team the right way, they would have traded Bradley Beal 2 years ago. They would have gotten a bunch of assets, and they would have built the team young from scratch the way they originally did when they had John Wall and Bradley Beal in their prime and everybody was healthy, and it actually looked like it was going to be a significant growth for that team. The Wizards will always be spinning their wheels in NBA purgatory. They're not a well-run organization because they're not allowed to be a well-run organization. They're mediocre, and they'll always be mediocre. And Bradley Beal can tell everybody it's going to be about winning this time. Dude, you've been saying that for years. And then you sign massive extensions with the Wizards. They can't afford anybody else. You chase the bag, and then you just sit in purgatory forever. So I don't want to hear a damn thing from Bradley Beal about complaining when the team is sitting around 500 or they've lost five straight in the middle of the season, and he's like, things got to change and we got to be better. No, you know what they had to do? They had to make the team better, and they couldn't because they paid you constantly way too much money, and you're not a number one, and the team could barely make the playoffs with you leading the team. So that's where the Wizards are, so don't bet on them for anything this year. That's what I can say. I'd love to see what their win total is. The Wizards are going to be always be a mediocre team. That's what it is. By the way, it just looks like everybody's unloading.
Lucky to be me.
Everybody's unloading their drafts, their tweets right now. I mean, it's just like one thing after the other.
So, well, let me back up the top. So the next one's Oladipo. If you want to do Oladipo next, we can do that. That's right under Booker. We'll just go down from there.
Yeah. So he got 1 year, $11 million with the Miami Heat. I like that. Staying in Miami is good. You saw what he did in the playoffs for them. Really stepped up when Jimmy Butler was hurt. When really just you had a lot of guys on that roster in general that were in Duncan Robinson stopped playing, and they gave more of an opportunity for Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, how much money did he make in the playoffs? Yeah, playoffs made him a lot of money. Yeah. Man. He got 1 year, 11.
And good for him, because he was an all-star, and then that torn quad tendon really changed his career and set him back, and he's really put himself in a chance now to rebound. I think that's a great spot for him in Miami. So that's a good addition for.
I wonder what his options were, because like you think somebody would you would think somebody would see those playoffs and like overpay him, like, oh man, like we got to get this guy. It's interesting. I wonder if he just loved Miami so much, and so there's kind of an agreement, like, hey, like, I mean, here's more money, but it's only 1 year for like a guy who's obviously been super injury prone. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, he was extremely valuable for them last year. So if he matures into anything, then you know, not matures because he was already kind of a veteran player, but if he like turns back into anything that he was before for a full regular season, that's like, it's going to turn out to be kind of a steal $11 million contract. That's pretty good. And then here's the one you reacted to immediately. Go ahead.
God, the Knicks signed Isaiah Hartenstein to a 2-year, $16 million deal.
The Knicks.
What?
So Brunson's official, by the way.
I just cannot
Brunson 4 for $104. Those are the terms. That's
at least it went down $6 million. It went down $6 million, so that's good.
So Brunson got like 2.5 Hartensteins. That's what Brunson got per year, basically. Hartenstein makes 8. Brunson's going to make like a little more than 20. Like 3 Hartensteins. That's a lot. So
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Got three Hartenstein.
Okay, good luck, Knicks. Yeah. God, they are an absolute joke.
Hartenstein, I mean, really 2 years, 16. Like, look, it's, I get it. Like, I forget what the cap's supposed to be. It's like, it's $8 million. Like, this doesn't like ruin the franchise, but it's just like, this is where the history of the team 100% comes into play when moves like this happen, because you just go, I remember sitting here last year and I'm just like, Kemba Walker? What? For like this exact terms, I think, by the way, like almost these exact numbers, probably. I think it was like, what was it, 2 year 20, maybe?
It was 10 a year, I think.
Yeah. So, but just like that kind of contract, Fournier, and you're just like, what? And then like after the fact, they have to like unload all the salary and make all these trades to get off these things. And then they come right back in again with Brunson at 26 a year and Isaiah Hartenstein at 2 years, 60. You're just like, because it's because with the history of the team,
he averaged 8 points and 4.9 rebounds last year.
Like, he's fine. It's not that he can't be, like, he can play in a rotation, especially in the regular season. Like, that's not really the issue. Like, he's a bench guy in the regular season. He probably shouldn't be in a playoff rotation. Like, okay, but like 216 for that guy? Like, just, and this is where the history of the Knicks just clouds everything. Because if the old Spurs gave him that, you'd be like, oh man, he must be awesome. He must be like really good. Yep. Like if like the Warriors gave him 216, you'd be like, oh, Myers, he knows something. Hartenstein's awesome. Like he definitely knows. And it's the Knicks, so you're just like, well, it must be awful. It must be just terrible.
Well, that's what happens when you have well-run organizations. People don't doubt your decisions because you have a track record of being successful, and the Knicks don't. Literally, there are certain organizations in sports where people walk into that building and just get drunk on stupid, and the Knicks are one of them. The Washington Commanders are another. I don't care how smart of a football or a basketball mind you are, you walk into those two buildings and you automatically get stupider. I don't know what it is, if it's something that comes through the HVAC system, but everybody just makes poor decisions the minute they go to those organizations, and it's clearly the Knicks right now. So good luck with Isaiah Hartenstein for 2 years. They do have Jalen Brunson. Yay, you cleared cap space for those two guys. Now, I do like this. Well, one, you saw Pete. Did you see the PJ Tucker deal?
Let's do PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker got
that.
Yeah. 3 years, $33.2 million for PJ Tucker from the Sixers, which was kind of the rumor that it was going to be for a while. That was the case. And he's going to get paid into his 40s. I mean, this guy doesn't go out and score a lot for you. He stands in the
corner. He's going to make like $15 million the last year to do nothing, basically. Yeah.
He stands in the corner and hits threes, and he defends, and he can beat anybody up. And he's got a massive shoe collection, by the way. He's a big sneakerhead. But you know, he provides an intangible to a team that is really important, but it's, I mean, that's a lot. 3 years, $33 million for him. He has really made himself a lot of money on the back end of his career.
And just the, you know, I think of, honestly, of all the ones we've read so far, and I'll include Brunson too. So Beal, like, congratulations, now you can't win. Brunson,
yep,
good player, but like doesn't necessarily like move the needle to the Knicks from being playoff to upper six or like whatever. It doesn't really do a lot. It's just like they got marginally better. Hartenstein's a zero, but they paid him 216. Monk to the Kings is like kind of fun and the most Kings thing ever, and maybe he turns into something, but like, let's see. It also, by the way, I don't know if people thought of this right away, but I just thought of it, so I'm sure somebody had it before me. Reunites De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, who played together on Kentucky in the NCAA tournament, which is like pretty interesting. The team that absolutely smoked Lonzo Ball in that Sweet 16 game. So one of the like huge, super hyped, and then really disappointing performances from a team. Lonzo Ball, UCLA, against those two Kentucky guards, tore them apart basically in the game, which was really fun.
Yes.
So that's kind of interesting too. So I guess just in that way, good job Sacramento reuniting these guys, just because it's funny and like maybe they'll actually like, you know, somehow get along. But yeah, Tucker's like the first one where you go, okay, like when we get to the playoffs next year, most of the guys we're talking about, actually all of the guys we've talked about so far, are not going to be in the playoffs next year. Devin Booker will. But when we get to the playoffs next year, like Philadelphia will probably field a closing lineup that will feature PJ Tucker, and that will probably make them better than the closing lineup that they were fielding previously. So like, okay, Not saying that that's like they're not going to win the title to they're going to win the title, but look, Philly's got one of those guys that now looks like they're in the championship prime. They got Embiid. There's only like 10 guys. They got one. And now they put an ancillary player around them who seems to have a lot of playoff experience and win a lot. So, yeah, it's like the first one so far that like really matters.
Yeah. And James Harden has said he's going to take, he opted out so he could take less money so they could fill in some patches. And one of them,
let's see how that goes. He's going to bring, it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if he takes way less?
But you know what it is?
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what that contract is, because now he's capitalized on looking like he can look like the good guy now, right? The Nets are a disaster, mm-hmm. and he's like, see, it wasn't my fault. Look at them. It's them. They're the problem. See, we're fine. We're all good.
Right.
So that's at least an opportunity for the Sixers. You talk about Bradley Beal and the Wizards, the max deal going, well, great. Now you can't win. Well, James Harden said, I'll wait. I know I'm going to get paid when I need to get paid. And he sits back and lets them fill in some of the gaps. I mean, PJ Tucker will help. I actually do like this. This is a lot of money, but he's really an up-and-coming player in the league. Anfernee Simons getting 4 years, $100 million from the Trailblazers, but he's continued to climb.
Which is pretty crazy.
He got Brunson money, and you know who I'd rather pay?
Simons. Brunson money. That's actually pretty funny. That's what it's called now? It's Brunson money? It's pretty good. Would you pay Anfernee Simons $100 million? Does that make sense?
Honestly, that's not a leading question. Young he is,
I actually don't know what I would do. Yeah.
I probably, well, put it this way. I think he averaged like 20 points a game last year. I got to go back and see exactly what it was.
Well, he's
been one of those guys. 17.
You're never getting a free agent ever in your life. You're never luring a free agent.
Exactly.
So if you have a guy who might be a guy, kind of got to pay him. That's basically what it is.
So Simons to me was one of the guys that deserved more consideration for most improved player. I mean, he went from 7 points a game to 17 this past year. He was about a 40% 3-point shooter.
Awful team. Yeah, man.
Not a good team, but you are right. Portland can't get a lot of free agents. He's an up-and-coming player. He's young. He's only 23 years old. You're better off paying a guy that type of money now when they're young than when they're like 33. So this is a good situation for him. You're betting on his future. You're betting on his growth. He was somebody that was looked at as a potentially very good guard in the NBA. So you're kind of getting what you expected out of him at this point. You just hope that that wasn't one of those, hey, contract year. Guys always seem to put up bigger numbers when it's in that contract year. I put it this way. I would give him that money over Jalen Brunson. But there's just more upside to Simons than there is Brunson. But the Knicks don't do anything right, so who cares at this point? So,
we have like seven more deals to go through. Actually, a couple of them are really interesting too. So this hour, I was wondering if this hour was going to be that fun. It's going to be really fun. This is a great final.
Here we go.
Very exciting.
Here we go. Plus, we still have a Lakers rumor out there too. Good God. We'll get into that. All the free agent signings are coming in. They're being made official. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.